This is the BrisNet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Bobby Newman and James Scully.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the BrisNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm Bobby Newman along with James Scully. This is your hour, HRRN Nation, to call in and talk about it, whatever you want. In the world of thoroughbred racing, the number to get in is 888-966-4776, 888-966-HRRN. James, welcome back, my friend.
Good evening, Bobby. We are in the heart of it right now. We had we had two preps last weekend, the Louisiana Derby, most notably, and then we have got the UA Derby, the Arkansas Derby, and the Florida Derby this Saturday, and then three more Kentucky Derby preps the following weekend. Got lots of good undercard stakes, Kentucky Oaks preps, and other stakes. So lots of racing action. This is a great time of year, early spring action.
All right, well, let's talk real quick about what we saw last week in the Louisiana Derby. Saw a couple of big-time closers in Catching Freedom and Honor Marie run by everyone to get the first and second place purse money as well as points. They are both headed to the Kentucky Derby for their next start. What were your impressions of Catching Freedom and Honor Marie?
I thought they both improved off of their last prep and ran really big races. I thought, you know, Catching Freedom got cut off at the start and just dropped back to last. And Track Phantom was controlling the pace, but he was getting pressed a little bit by Common Defense. And while the fractions weren't like real fast, they weren't real slow either. And, you know, Catching Freedom ran a huge race. He launched a huge move on the far turn and off of the far turn in the stretch and closed powerfully to win. It was a big effort. It was an improvement upon his win in the Smarty Jones on New Year's Day and his third in the Rebel Stakes. So, he looks like a talented colt. I think he can race closer to the pace instead of going last to first like he did in that race. But we'll see, you know. And Honor Marie, I mean, that was another race where he came back in the Risen Star after winning the Kentucky Jockey Club at Churchill last fall. And he got going way too late to, like, be fifth. And he took a step forward as well. He's more of, I think, of a deep closer. But, you know, he's looks like he's progressing and coming into his, like, best form right now. So I thought both colts ran well, and they certainly would like to see some, like, speed horses develop this Saturday and next Saturday in these final round of prep races.
Yeah, I have a hard time gauging a race like this when I don't think it's the strongest field in the world going in, but these horses definitely looked very impressive in their first and second place finishes. I always have a hard time with that, trying to figure out what I want to lean more toward, the fact that they looked strong or they really didn't beat a whole lot.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, you know, I definitely think, you know, you look at the Risen Star, you had Sierra Leone in there, and he's going to probably be the favorite in the Bluegrass next weekend. So, you know, you didn't have him in there. And, you know, that race has been productive. I mean, it's produced some horses that have run well in the Derby in recent years, but that's always a fair point. One thing about the landscape right now, though, a little bit is I don't think it's very overwhelming, like with these big, like, you know, threats right now. So these type of horses to me that are like progressing and moving forward, yeah, they'll have to keep improving and you know, and step up and run a big race, but they may have a chance the way everything's shaping up so far.
Well, number to get in, 888-966-4776. Turfway Park had their marquee event on Saturday as well, the Grade 3 Jeff Ruby, and the El Camino Real champ endlessly shipped out east, or at least eastern bound. And not only one, but one super impressive, coming from well off the pace to win going away by some four lengths. West Saratoga won a mad, like, four or five horse photo scramble for that runner-up position. Endlessly, it sounds like they're not going to go to the Kentucky Derby with him. Trainer Michael McCarthy has said that they think his future is on the turf. They're going to run in the American turf at Churchill Downs instead. But West Saratoga, he is headed to the Run for the Roses.
He is, and he, you know, he's never won at two turns. He won the Iroquois at a one-turn mile and a mile maiden race at Ellis. He has 10 starts, and I think he's like a hard-trying, gritty heart. The horse, West Saratoga, that's who I'm talking about. But, you know, obviously a mile and a quarter and a tougher competition is going to be a challenge for him. Endlessly, I thought, was brilliant. I mean, he's the son of Oscar Performance, and Oscar Performance, I just, you know, he was a turf horse himself, but he throws offspring that run well on dirt, you know, turf, synthetics, whatever. Now, Endlessly, he had run exclusively on turf until the El Camino Real Derby. He won a pair of grade threes. He ran like sixth or seventh in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. And like you said, he's Michael McCarthy's like, hey, he's better on turf. Turf's in his future. So he's aiming for that American turf. You know, there's been horses like Animal Kingdom who won that race and then won the Derby in their dirt debut. So I was a little surprised they didn't at least say they were going to consider it, but they sounded pretty resolute, you know, no chance. And yeah, they're going to stick on the turf with Endlessly.
Listen, I have so much respect for that decision. I think it's so difficult for some of these owners and trainers out there to pass up a chance to run in the Kentucky Derby. It's not like it's guaranteed that it's ever going to happen again. And you've got a horse who not only qualified for the Kentucky Derby, but let's face it, that win in the Jeff Ruby, albeit on a synthetic surface, was about as impressive as anything we've seen from a three-year-old thus far this year. And he would have been an interesting puzzle to deal with if we had to handicap him in the Run for the Roses.
No doubt. I mean, I agree. I mean, even Umberto Rispoli, I mean, he talked about it in the post-race quotes. I mean, he was like, yeah, he ran okay in that El Camino Real Derby, but he took a big step forward today and was much more powerful, and he always felt like he was going to win. I mean, he had a ton of horse under him, and he didn't even, like, really get going until, like, you know, once he got going, he circled the field wide, and he just blew by him. I mean, he won under complete cruise control. So it really showed a sharp turn of foot. And like I said, those Oscar Performances, I mean, Oscar Performance is is really proven to be a good, you know, good sire.
There was actually a third Kentucky Derby qualifying race this past weekend. It was at Nakayama Racecourse in Japan. The Fukuru Stakes, won by T.O. Password in just the second career start, I believe. And with that win, he is the points leader on Japan's road to the Kentucky Derby. And I read that as of 2 days ago, they have accepted the invitation, and he will be headed to Churchill Downs and will run in the race. He is not the Japanese-based runner that we're all following and really paying attention to. That's Forever Young, who's running in the UAE Derby this weekend. But T.O. Password is a Japanese-based horse. He's very lightly raced. I don't know what he beat in the Fukuru Stakes, but he is going to take 5% of the post positions in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, I mean, he's jumping right into the frying pan. I mean, both races were at a mile and an eighth, and he won them both, you know, a maiden race and then that road to Kentucky Derby or road to Kentucky Derby prep. But, yeah, it's going to be a massive class hike, and you'd like to see him have a little bit more seasoning before he made that trip across the world.
Okay, I don't want to know what it is right now, but what track is your best bet of the weekend at this week?
It's at Gulfstream.
Okay, don't wait. Don't say anymore.
Oaklawn and Gulfstream. I'm really tied on to those two cards.
All right, that's at Gulfstream, so we're going to save that. Once again, the number to get in is 888-966-4776. Since Gulfstream is where your best bet is, let's start at Oaklawn Park with the preview of this weekend. And, of course, their big event is the Arkansas Derby, and it is certainly a power-packed field going a mile and an eighth. 100 Kentucky Derby points on the line to the winner, assuming it's not the Bob Baffert trainee Muth, who is 8-5 on the morning line. I was actually surprised he was favored on the morning line over both Timberlake and Mystic Dan.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised he was favored over Timberlake. It's just, I think, a nod or respect to Baffert and how well his horses have run at Oaklawn in the past. I think the Arkansas, you know, the Florida Derby got fierce since the champion two-year-old is looking to reestablish himself as a top contender for the Derby. But the Arkansas Derby is a much more compelling race because you have three, like you referenced, top contenders. I think it's interesting with Muth. You know, he ran second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He won the America Faro at a mile and 16th. He came back in the 7-furlong San Carlos. So he's stretching out to a mile and an eighth. And there's not a lot of speed in the field. I think Time for Truth might be eligible to set the pace to his inside, but there's a chance that Juan Hernandez and Muth, if he breaks sharply and he's been working 6-furlong bullets, he'll be right out there on the front end. And I think Timberlake will look to stalk him closely, and Mystic Dam will look to make a late run. And I give the edge to Timberlake. I thought his Rebel was solid. He needs to keep moving forward, but I think he has a lot of talent and skill, and I think he will in his second start this year. But, you know, I can't take anything away from the other two top challengers, and I'm looking forward to that race.
It's a really intriguing aspect here when you have a Bob Baffert trainee who's got a big chance in this major Kentucky Derby prep, and he can't earn the points. You've got horses in this race. Let's say if Muth runs well, let's say first or second in the race, that he's going to cost some of these other horses points they could have gotten if he wasn't in there. The points don't switch down. If he wins the race, nobody gets the 100 points. It's not like the runner-up gets the 100 and the third-place horse gets the 50. On the other hand, James, there are probably connections of horses that are fringe players towards looking at the Kentucky Derby now that may end up being 21st, 23rd, 25th on the list that are saying, please let Muth run first or second in this race. Just like Endlessly last week, those are points that'll be completely lost. We don't have to worry about Endlessly's 100 points. If Muth runs 1-2, we don't have to worry about those 100 or 50 points. It's really interesting with him in this field.
Yes, and we're going to have the same situation next week. Endlessly was a horse that, yeah, he was favored, but they hadn't shut the door. So yeah, those points won't be on the table. You got a huge potential to lower the threshold, you know, big time this year for what the 20th horse needs point wise to get into the field. And you know, you look at horses like I look at like a horse like Tuscan Gold, who I thought ran a really good third, considering he was coming off a maiden win in the Louisiana Derby last week, and he's sitting there with 25 points on the, it's going to be on the bubble, but, maybe he'll have a chance because along with this Muth, you know, next week with Imagination and any of his stablemates in the San Diego Derby, those horses won't earn points as well.
I want you to talk to the brass at Churchill Downs. I know that you're in their ear and they listen to everything that you say. So in addition to the Derby future pools that they have several times during the two-year-old and three-year-old seasons, I want them to add in a kind of a pool. What number will be the lowest point earner in the Kentucky, meaning the last horse who gets into the Derby, not the 20th horse necessarily, because the 20th horse doesn't always accept, you know, it could be like the 24th, the 26th, but the lowest point accumulation. I would like to know if we could have a pool on betting ahead of time what that number will be.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair question. I mean, there's been some years where there's been some late defections. I mean, even Rich Strike, I mean, I think, you know, he had a fourth in the Battaglia, which was worth like a point maybe, and a third in the Jeff Ruby, which would have been worth, you know, I think back then it was worth like 20. So he had like 21 points, and he's, you know, eked in off of the AE list because he had horses like Un Ojo, who had won the Rebel, and Ethereal Road, and others like come out late that year. So it may have even been lower than that. I think the lowest, you know, was like one of the first years. It was like around like 10 or so. But certainly last year it was enormous. It was like around 40. And it's like that would be an interesting prop bet. You could definitely, I think you could set a number that would attract betting on both sides, and it would be a good, like, over-under number for the house.
Yeah, and it should go up each year, because it seems like each, I mean, they're adding, now you get paid for 5 spots instead of 4 spots in these races. They seem like they add a race or two each year. So I would think the number would be higher than in the past, but we will see. All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to head out to the phones. Number to get in, 888-966-4776. It's the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's thrills around every turn in Hallandale Beach at Gulfstream Park with live thoroughbred racing every Wednesday through Sunday during our championship meet. It's peak season in South Florida and time for the Grade 1 Florida Derby on Saturday, March 30th. Join us in the Flamingo Room, Carousel Club, and Ten Palms Restaurant for an unforgettable afternoon of world-class racing and entertainment. For stakes schedules, tickets, and more, head to GulfstreamPark.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Becker. Join me each week on the Equine Forum as I take you on a stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. This week, I look back at the racing career of Strike the Gold. Listen live on the Equine Forum every Saturday morning on Sirius 162 or XM 207, or visit our website at horseracingradio.net to access the archives and enjoy past editions. It's a stroll through racing history with me, Kurt Becker, presented by Keeneland, only here on HRRN.
This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Brisnet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Bobby Newman, James Scully, number to get in. 888-966-4776. Let's go out to the phones. Tom in St. Louis, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks, guys. How are you?
All good. How are you, buddy?
Doing fine, doing fine. Your Dodgers are off to a good start, Bobby.
They're off to a good start. If you want to delay 245 or whatever they were today, you're in good shape.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, sometimes people talk about, well, I wouldn't accept a horse at that odds, or, you know, that the odds are too low for that horse. Guys, sometimes it's just pick a winner. You know, they can't control who they play every day, and they are what they are. But back to horse racing. Question, what is the entry fee for a horse to run in the Derby? I used to know this. Is it 50 to enter and 50 to run, or 100 to enter and 100 to run?
It's not 100.
Do you know that one? What is the answer?
I think it's like, it's not 100 to enter and 100 to run. I mean, I thought it was, look, I'm not sure, but it's at least 30 and 30. But yeah, I'm not sure what the entry fee is on the, because heck, the entry fee
I'm trying to look
year,
this up while you guys are talking about this.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you another subject, and then I'll come back to that. Sorry, I totally spaced out on the other thing I was going to say. Every year this topic comes up around this time of year. Well, you know, if you didn't get last year, the whole thing was if you didn't give away the automatic bids to, you know, the Japan and Europe runner, and if they didn't take them, and this year it's if Baffert's horses don't run. I mean, every year I say the same thing. I say two things this time of year. First of all, I don't want to hear about teams that got left out of the NCAA tournament because every team made the NCAA tournament. You just had to win four or five more games and win your conference tournament to get in. And second of all, every trainer in the fall knows approximately how many points you have to be to run in the Derby. And, you know, they sit there and they don't run these horses enough. And then around the 1st of April, they whine that, oh, well, now it's a situation that it's do or die. If an owner buys a horse and his goal is to run in the Derby, they should, and I'm not saying you've got to start front loading in the, you know, the Jockey Club Gold Cup and the Pocahontas and the Iroquois and all that stuff. Pocahontas is for the fillies, I know. But, you know, you could sit here and make it so you're going to have three good preps to get enough points to get in the gate. You know, 40, 45 points will get you in the gate. Whether you get those by winning lesser points or you got to come and, you know, run first or second in one of these 100-point races. These guys know what it is. It's the same thing every year, and it comes back to the trainers don't run the horses enough. The reason I ask the entry fee for the Derby is, say a horse wins a race like the Jeff Ruby that might not pay as much, you know, you've got a lot of money invested in the horse that you bought the horse. You've paid the money all the time since you bought it to break it, get it to the track and all of that. And then when you look at what your odds are, you know, in the return on investment, sometimes it's not worth the risk. You know, by the time you not only pay to run the horse, but buy the tickets and, you know, you're bringing, you know, how many relatives there and hotel and the whole nine yards. You know, there's only about three or four horses. You're going to run in the top four just to probably break even, I would guess, with what it would cost it to be, plus the fact you've got to move your staff and all of that. So, you know, when you get a horse like Endlessly that makes that decision, hey, look, we might not be able to run for that, you know, with putting $60,000 to $100,000 out by the time we're all in on our costs, and then we come and run 13th, 15th, don't get a check. Yes, we're pursuing a dream, but a dollars and cents decision makes it. Let's go put this horse and run in the American turf where the entry fee is much less. And, you know, we have a chance at making money for a, you know, a positive return on investment. This is a, you know, to some people, it's just not throwaway money that they've done so well in other things in their life. To some people, this is a real dollars and cents decision. They have to be cost and budget conscious.
Tom, I would say first and foremost that this Jeff Ruby Stakes has a $700,000 purse. And if you're running in these prep races and running well, your horses are typically earning hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's like 25 to enter, 25 to start. And I think you're mistaken about the top four or whatever. I mean, all you have to do is look at Rich Strike 2 years ago. He's 80 to 1 and he wins the race. I mean, you know, it's a 20 horse field. You know that even like when the horse, a favorite wins the race, oftentimes you get some big long shot that runs second or third. And, you know, if you're sporting, you want to take a chance at it. You know, if you've got a three-year-old that's good enough to be in the mix to run in the Derby, you want to go for it. So I think the view you're expressing is not going to be shared. I mean, most people that have a good horse are optimistic about it and, you know, would love to achieve, like, glory, like winning the Kentucky Derby. It's the biggest race in the world.
And, by the way, Ammerman Racing owns Endlessly. I don't think they're paupers. I don't think the money was the issue. I think that they and Michael McCarthy just kind of knew ahead of time that, hey, this is a turf horse. And they, you know, I commend them. I don't think it's a money thing at all. I commend them. I think they've probably, you know, seen him, you know, galloping on the main track wherever he is somewhere and said, no, This ain't it. He's a different horse on synthetic or on turf.
And I say the same thing about it all the time, and I've talked about it before. I mean, they basically say, hey, I mean, the way in dirt, when you're running, these horses run, I mean, they're sliding. I mean, it's like being on a beach and running on a beach. But with the turf and even with these synthetics, a lot of times they're just like grabbing. I mean, they're just grabbing it and going. I mean, their foot's not sliding. So, I mean, some horses have the hoof to run on both surfaces or all three surfaces, any surfaces. Obviously, Animal Kingdom did. But some horses don't. And I think, you know, those people that Michael McCarthy and the Ammermans know that Endlessly is better suited to turf racing or even any big synthetic stakes, you know, that's a possibility in the future.
I appreciate the call, Tom. Let's go back out to the phones. Chris in New Jersey. You've got Bobby and James on the BristNet.com call-in show.
Bobby and James, great to speak with you guys. How you doing?
I know you made money last weekend, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing all right, but I did not make as much as I should have. And
I've heard that call before, too, by the way.
I've met some really cold, cruel women in my life. And I got a new one, and her name is Tarifa. Because back on February 17, I had a pretty good opinion with Sierra Leone winning that stake for you know, figuring that horse was going to win. Single that horse and spread 5x5 by 4x4 in the other two, in the other four races, the other four legs, try to catch a little chaos. Caught the chaos with 9-1 money supply. I have four horses in the Philly stake race. I play Intricate, Alpine Princess 4-1, VV's Dream 3-1. And why would I play 5-2 Tarifa when I can show how clever I am and smart I am? And instead of playing 5-2 Tarifa, I play 17-1 Perfect Shot. And Tarifa, that cold woman, comes in, knocks me out of a pick five that pays $3,300. You would think I would have learned my lesson. I have a pretty good opinion about I'm very busy. I was a little concerned about Web Slinger. I thought those two horses were varsity horses, and all the local turf horses at the fairgrounds were JV, and it was going to be the varsity playing against the JV, and it was. And I went 2x2 by 5x5 by 4 for another $200 wager. And the other horses are easy. You don't have to be brilliant to figure Chad Brown's going to win the other turf or to come up with Catching Freedom. Or come up with Red Route 1, but I take two horses in the Philly Stake again. And why would I learn my lesson, and why wouldn't I just play Tarifa? Instead, I figure Intricate's going to turn the tables, and I play the Asmus in Our Pretty Woman, and we all know what happens. Our Pretty Woman ran pretty good. She gave me a little thrill. Tarifa steps up and breaks my heart again. And instead of getting $4,681 back for the two pick fives for $400, I get nothing back. And instead of having plenty of money for the Easter Bunny to do some really good things this Sunday, my kids are going to be on a really long Easter egg hunt because there might not be any Easter eggs. I'm only kidding about that. But James, we can get better together. And we think alike. And do not spend the rest of the year trying to beat I'm Very Busy.
Don't do what I did. I've learned my lesson.
Take Tarifa, and you got $4,600 back for $400. But you got to be stubborn. The last thing I will tell you guys, the tournaments are fun. The tournament play is good. And I have these crazy ideas. We're at Final Four weekend, right, for the hoops. Why wouldn't you have, and you have the technology to do it, you could do it on horse tourneys if Churchill ever decided to participate in that and actually get into a segment of horse racing that's actually growing.
This is how they prepare.
But why wouldn't you allow everyone to pick four horses, your final four, this weekend, and then have some type of tournament where whoever gets the most points, you get 100 for first, 60, 40, 20, second, third, fourth, whatever it is, and have a pool. I think it would be pretty fun. And my question for you guys is, who is your final four for Derby horses? Who are the four horses that you would take? and my four, right or wrong, I'm probably wrong. I would go Sierra Leone, deterministic, catching freedom, and I'm a sucker for Shug, and even though the horse hasn't run that fast yet, I'd go with Conquest Warrior. And the last thing I'm going to say is I hope that Fierceness runs off the screen this weekend and wins for fun and sucks in all kinds of money on Derby Day, because that horse has no chance of winning the Derby, because we all know the one thing synonymous with the Derby is trouble, and that horse cannot overcome trouble. With that, I wish everyone a happy Easter. I will be betting Tarifa from here on out. And have a great weekend, and good luck.
Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Chris. All right, James, who are your top four as of right now for the Derby?
Well, I mean, I've got to watch these next two races. I mean,
I got
Sierra Leone in my top four, and I got Timberlake in my top four, and I have Deterministic as well. And I'm not even sure who I've got fourth right now, but those three are in there. Maybe Catching Freedom, but I'm definitely like leaning towards, you know, I'm going to find some horses that have some tactical speed. That's one thing about Timberlake. I think he has some tactical speed. I hope he can take a step forward. I'm going to say right now with Tarifa, I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, she has run two big races. She's only lost one. She's strong, but they had this Oaks Future the weekend before. And this Impel for Brad Cox got bet down to be 7-1 favorite. And I've heard these rumors where the people around that barn just think that filly's better, and or is the best filly in the barn. And she's going to be running on the opening day of Keeneland in this Ashland Stakes. And you got, like, Just FYI, Candide and coming back, and you'll have others in there. So it'll be a tall challenge, but I'd keep my eye on her. She could be a filly that's really good on the horizon.
All right, let's take one more call before the break. Mike in Boston, welcome to the show, my friend.
I got a comment and then a question. My comment, I love that idea of the minimum amount of points to make the Kentucky Derby this year. I know, Bobby, you said every year it might go up a little bit. Don't forget, though, that Michael W. McCarthy horse that won last week, that's 100 points that's gone from the pool. These Bob Baffert horses that are winning, you know, they're taking points from the pool, so I think it's going to be lower. I'd set that number at 24. I'd love to bet on that. So that's my over under number there. I had a question though, maybe more for you, Bobby. I'm headed to Santa Anita next weekend for the Santa Anita Derby. I've never been to Santa Anita. I'm so excited to go. I'd love it. Bobby, I don't know, like one tip or just something I should do while I'm out there. I mean, do I go to Clocker's Corner? You know, is that a thing? You know, I'm obviously going to take a picture of the mountains while I'm out there, but I've certainly never been, and love to just maybe get your perspective on that, Bobby.
All right. Appreciate the call, Mike. And I like your thinking. I would take over, by the way, in that 24-point line, James, as far as the lowest number that makes it into the Derby. I think 24 is a little low, but maybe Mike is
more,
right.
And like you said earlier, there's more points this year. And I will say, you know, definitely, but every year there's defections. I mean, there's still going to be, you can look at the list right now, and like the 17th horse has 25 points, and we got six big races coming up.
As far as Santa Anita goes, you don't have to set a time to take a picture of the mountains, because you'll be staring at them the entire time that you're there at the track. They face the San Gabriel Mountains. I'm glad you're going next weekend and not this weekend to Santa Anita, since they've canceled racing this weekend because of rain. It's supposed to be much better next week. Clocker's Corner is great. I mean, if you can get yourself to get up early in the morning and actually go during the workouts, and I'm talking about, you know, like 7 in the morning, so you can see them come out after the break. You'll see a whole bunch of trainers and riders that you probably have either never seen before or have only seen on television hanging around down there. You know, just get a coffee, a donut, whatever it is. It's not like it's spectacular food, but it's just a fun hangout place, you know, watching them gallop by and kind of being amongst people that you've seen and heard of that maybe you've never had a chance to be up close to. And most of these people, you know, they're good with, there's always fans there. So, you know, they're very good with taking pictures and answering questions and things like that. Cocker's Corner is a great thing as far as going to Santa Anita. You'll really enjoy it. It's a beautiful racetrack to attend live racing, and let's hope they have great cards next weekend as they usually do for Santa Anita Derby Day. All right, we are going to take another break. When we come back, the phone lines are open, 888-966-4776. We're also going to take a look at some of the big races at Gulfstream on Saturday. This is the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Veterans. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has resources and support services to help if you're having difficulty paying or remaining current on your rent. VA and its partners can help you avoid homelessness and pay for utilities and other housing-related expenses. Don't face a housing crisis alone. Choose VA for the housing benefits you've earned. To learn more, visit va.gov/homeless. That's va.gov/homeless.
HRRN is live online. Go to our website at horseracingradio.net to stream all of our broadcasts live or listen to the show archives anytime. Read our blogs, get the latest news, and see our entire broadcast schedule. It's all there at horseracingradio.net. And follow us on Twitter at HRRN and like our page on Facebook. Search Apple Podcasts for HRRN and download our latest shows. HRRN is home to racing's biggest events, and our home on the web is at horseracingradio.net. This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Brisnet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Bobby Newman, James Scully. Phone lines are open if you'd like to give us a call. James, big card at Gulfstream Park on Saturday, highlighted by the Grade 1 Florida Derby, goes as the 14th and final race on the afternoon. Field of 11 in the race, including last year's two-year-old champ, Fierceness, who was disappointing when we last saw him in the Holy Bull. He finished a few lengths behind Hades, who's going to try to beat him once again.
Yeah, I mean, Fierceness, you know, pegged at 8-5. I mean, do you think, 9-5, 2-1, maybe more realistic? No, he'll be odds on at post time. And, you know, his Breeders' Cup Juvenile was so fast. You know, he runs anywhere close to that effort. You know, you'd think he'd just school this group, or I do. But the fact is, he's had three stakes starts, and he's gotten off to a rough start at two of them and not fired. That's so seemingly, it's rare to me to see, like, such a, you know, talented, you know, dangerous horse, like, be so dependent on the start. I think he'll bounce back and run a big race. I'm not keen on Hades at the distance. I think Conquest Warrior, I mean, those are just slow races. if I was playing the race, I'd play Fiercest and Straight Exact is over. Grandmo the first, who I thought turned in an improved effort last time at the Tampa Bay Derby, and Real Macho, who flubbed the start of the Fountain of Youth and could perhaps show more in a second stakes attempts. At least those two horses are double-digit odds in the morning line. One race before the Florida Derby is the Gulfstream Park Oaks, and that marks the return of Ways and Means. And she was so super fast last year, Bobby. Her maiden win was one of the most impressive ever, and she had a real trouble trip in her next race where she ran a big second in the Brightwork. It didn't race again. She's bred for two turns, but it'll be key to see how she handles the mile and a 16th distance, because if she can get it, she should roll. It's interesting to me. You have Ways and Means in the Gulfstream Park Oaks. In the fantasy at Oaklawn, you have Torpedo Anna, who just ran second last. Her last race was second in the Goldenrod. She's coming back in that race. And like I mentioned earlier, just FYI and Candied next week in Nashville. And you got four fillies that are like stakes quality from last year, all looking to jump in the mix this weekend and next weekend, and then be like top contenders in the Kentucky Oaks. So I'll be watching the Gulfstream Park Oaks and the Fantasy, as well as the big races.
All right, the Florida Derby goes as race 14. The Gulfstream Park Oaks goes as race 11. A whole lot of stakes on this 14 race card. Where is your best bet, my friend?
My best bet comes in race number 7. It's the Ghost Sapper Stakes. Number 8, Donegal Forever. I loved his maiden win last year in June at Belmont Park. He stumbled out of the gate and got off to a bad start as a horse could. And I thought he was just – he looked the part winning. I thought he had a huge future at that point, and that race came back fast. He didn't run again until mid-February and caught a sloppy track, broke much better. Had to work hard to get past a rival, had a recency edge coming off a couple placings versus allowance rivals at Gulfstream. And I think that's a race he's going to move forward significantly off of. I think Steel Sunshine and Tumbarumba are just okay, but I think Donegal Forever, he's 6-1 on the morning line. I'm going to try to catch a price on him in the Ghost Zapper. And if he runs like I think, he'll be potentially shorter odds in upcoming races.
All right, he was even money in his debut. He was 3-5 last time out, obviously facing stronger competition on Saturday. 6-1 on the morning line. What do you think is a fair price for him if you like him in the Ghost Sapper?
Yeah, I mean, I want him to see him be like the fourth choice. I mean, I might take a little bit of like drift down, you know, to the 9-2-ish, like 4-1 ranks. But, I don't want to see him be like the favorite or second favorite in that race. There's definitely the potential for him to get bet down, but he's also a horse that I'll look to like potentially key in multi-race bets and maybe play a big pick three with him or a couple pick threes with him if I have some opinions in other races. So I'll lean on him one way or another, but I'll wait to see what his odds are to determine if I make a good size win bet.
All right. By the way, haven't really talked about it. The biggest race of the weekend is actually over in Dubai. It's the Dubai World Cup. They've got a monster card that day, of course, highlighted by the Grade 1 Dubai World Cup with a $12 million purse. What horses are really catching your interest on that card?
Well, I mean, I think the Japanese loom large, and obviously in the Dubai World Cup, you got some top contenders. I'm interested to see how Senor Buscador runs, stretching out to 10 furlongs. I think it's I know that Saudi Derby is a mile and an eighth, but I think he's got the chance to stretch out. He was a mile before, but as these horses get older, sometimes they can handle more ground, and he's like, you know, he's running really, I think, an encouraging pattern for, like, he maybe continue to take a step forward. So I think that's, like, really, like, the storyline, the Japanese and, you know, Senor Buscador. And then, obviously, the race I'm most interested in is the UAE Derby. Forever Young drew post 13 we'll see if he ever like gets behind one horse in that race. But I look for him to run a big race, and he'll come to the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, I think it's one of these things, Bobby, where people think that, hey, a Japanese horse is going to win the Kentucky Derby one of these days. And I think Forever Young has got the potential to be by far the most talented, like better than Dermis Sotagake and others in the past.
You know, post 13 normally would be a big no-no as far as handicapping, but I think with his running style and the way it seems like he wants to be away from other horses, it might actually be the best post position for Forever Young.
Yeah, and that kickback has reportedly been, like, you know, not good this year. I mean, sometimes, you know, how the weather plays, but I was listening to somebody last weekend talk about it and saying you know, don't be surprised to see like some, like, you know, overland trips like in other, you know, in the Dubai World Cup and other races as well.
All right. Interesting. And that whole card, of course, takes place on Saturday. All right. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll go back out to the phones. Number to get in, 888-966-4776. Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN.
You're listening to the Brisnet.com call-in show on HRRN. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
Race to Twin Spires, where you can unlock a $25 risk-free bet. Just use the code HRRN25 when you sign up. And if your first bet doesn't win, Twin Spires will refund your account up to $25. Wagering on the app is fast with free pass performances, insider picks, and power plays every day you wager. Twin Spires. Download the app today to earn your $25 risk-free bet. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 18 or older, 21 and older where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's thrills around every turn in Hallandale Beach at Gulfstream Park with live thoroughbred racing every Wednesday through Sunday during our championship meet. It's peak season in South Florida and time for the Grade 1 Florida Derby on Saturday, March 30th. Join us in the Flamingo Room, Carousel Club, and Ten Palms Restaurant for an unforgettable afternoon of world-class racing and entertainment. For stakes schedules, tickets, and more, head to GulfstreamPark.com.
Trainer Talk, presented by Fasig Tipton.
Please join me in welcoming Hall of Fame trainer Todd Fletcher.
Hall of Fame trainer Nick Zito on Trainer Talk. Welcome Hall of Famer Bob Baffert to the program. Hall of Fame trainer Shug McGahee, nice enough to spend some time with us. Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott here on Trainer Talk. Dual Hall of Fame trainer Mark Cassie.
Trainer Talk, the biggest names in horse racing. Wednesdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Sirius 162, XM 207, and streaming live at horseracingradio.net. This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Brisnet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Bobby Newman, James Scully. Before we go out to the phones, James, what kind of specials are going on this week at both Brisnet and Twin Spires?
Yeah, we have at Brisnet lots of handicapping reports for Gulfstreams, closing weekend of championship meet, including Saturday's Florida Derby card, And then as well as at Oaklawn for the Arkansas Derby program, we got Racing Festival of the South coming up. So lots of stuff, handicapping reports, past performances, data files, and more at BruceNet.com. And I'll mention a couple of things, Twin Spires under the offers page. We have the Road to Kentucky Derby 15% profit boost on win, Exacta, Try, and Superfecta wagers. Those are going to apply to all races at Gulfstream and Oaklawn Saturday. And then we also have the we have other like winner money back, winner money back promotions, 15% win bonus promotions, and more. Check out Twin Spires offer page and make sure you opt in.
All right, let's head back out to the phones. Charles, Mississippi, welcome to the show, my friend.
What's going on, guys?
Well, big weekend at Oaklawn Park. Are you already there, my friend?
I'm cocked and locked, Bobby. Cocked and locked.
My man.
Look, Mystic Dan will win the Arkansas Derby, and Triple Lake will run second, and that's the only way I'm going to play it, baby. That's the only way
I like it.
Charles, did you see the big news that Charlie Appleby is sending a big string of horses to run at Keeneland in a few weeks?
Well, you know that Charlie from Mississippi will be betting a little of Charlie Appleby's action, baby. especially those horses that's got that Godolphin breeding, baby.
I saw he's running Master of the Seas in the Maker's Mark Mile. I'm sure he's going to be one of the top contenders in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know,
that's great that he's coming back. I love to see horses like that come back because he could have easily gone to stud.
You know, I've been preaching to y'all for 3 or 4 years now that all the horse racing center of the world is in Kentucky. And the reason, and I hate to hurt anybody's feelings by it, but when you see Jose Ortiz move his whole family to Kentucky, that tells you all you need to know, guys. That tells you everything you need to know.
You had Luis Saez move there like a year and a half ago, and now you got Jose Ortiz, and you're going to have Tyler Gaffleone, and that's going to be a really tough jockey colony at Keeneland and Churchill Downs.
And Flavian Pratt is going back this meet as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if me, you, and Bobby were riding against these guys, we would never get a mount, even if it was 100-1, guys. Mm-hmm. So I'm just telling you, that's where all the action is, and that's where everybody wants to be. And I hope when Aqueduct and all this construction is gone in New York, I hope New York racing will come back. I mean, I've always loved it, but they're dying a slow death, guys. They're dying a slow death. But the reason why Oaklawn Park favors very athletic horses of the Sunday Silence ilk. And that's what I think Mystic Dan is. I think he's a very athletic horse. I think he can take advantage of the turns. And I think that Timberlake will run a big race. And that's how I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it.
All right, I got a question for you. I got a question for you, Charles, because I know you watch Oaklawn every day that they race, and you've been a fan a lot longer than most people. They have a new racing surface at Oaklawn this year, different than what they've had in previous years. Have you noticed anything different as far as running styles, what works, what doesn't work this year as compared to years past at Oaklawn?
Stalking horses, it used to favor just dead speed, Bobby. Dead speed. But with this new service, I've noticed that really horses that have all kinds of I haven't seen just dead deep closers win a lot of races, but that, you know, horses that have that speed that can come off the turn, and especially at Oaklawn Park, it's very important to have guys that know how to ride Oaklawn Park, you know. But I'm going to just tell you this, the quality of the racing is as good as I've ever seen. Good as I've ever seen. You know, even the, these guys are running for some $30,000 claimers. You know, I mean, man, you know, they're riding like their hair's on fire, guys. I mean, I just love it because, you know, it's what we would live for. But, you know, I'm going to play Misty Dan and love you guys. And can I call in next week? Do I have permission?
Yeah. We hope you do, my friend. Have a great weekend this week, my friend. Good luck out at Oakland Park.
Yeah, best of luck, Charles.
I hope you
sold. Thanks for the call.
A lot of tickets, Charles.
We're trying, buddy. We're trying. We're always trying to cash those tickets. Charles always good enough to call, and he's obviously looking forward, as a lot of people are, to Arkansas Derby Day this Saturday at Oakland. James, I mean, it's really very obvious. I mean, you put the money up like Kentucky is, like Arkansas is, and to a point like New York is, and you're going to get better racing. And the sad part of it is that a place like Southern California doesn't have a chance. There's a lot of things that they have to deal with in Southern California, and a lot of things that they maybe have negativity that they've caused themselves. But one thing that they have not caused themselves, and that I don't think they can get out of under, is that they have no chance at competing purse-wise with Churchill, Keeneland, Oaklawn, Belmont, Saratoga, places like that. They just can't. The extra money is not there in Southern California. And little by little, you're seeing more and more horsemen and horses that are West Coast based going out to Oaklawn, going out to Keeneland, going out to Churchill Downs. And let's face it, you're going to see full fields at Churchill, full fields at Keeneland, big fields at Oaklawn Park running for astronomical purses.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I mean, the Arkansas Derby's like $1.5 million, and I think the Rebel was $1.25 million. And all those tracks, like you referenced, I mean, look at this winter at Santa Anita. I mean, they're closing another weekend because of like rain, and it's just, I mean, when it rains, it pours in a sense. It's been terrible for their business, though, as well as any problems they have drawing horses for races. They've had to like cancel racing, and so it's just been a terrible winter so far out there.
Right, and if you don't know what James is talking about, they're expecting rain heavily starting tomorrow night in Southern California. It's going to go all day Saturday, most of the day Sunday, and they have already decided to cancel racing Saturday and Sunday this weekend at Santa Anita. They are running tomorrow. They will have a makeup day next Thursday, and we will cover some of that on HRRN. In fact, both of the turf stakes that were supposed to be run this weekend, the American and the Wilshire, I think are going to be run on next Thursday's card. They're drawing that on Saturday, and then they're going to add a few extra races, I think, on Friday. But overall, I think they're going to lose out on some races. They're not going to make up two full days of racing that they're missing. Thankfully, the forecast this far in advance for Santa Anita Derby Day looks much better, and hopefully they'll have a fantastic card of racing that day.
They had this with the Santa Anita Handicap Day, where they had to, you know, switch races around. And I tell you, though, the Santa Anita Derby, though, I think it's still worth $1 million or at least $750,000. And it'll be interesting to see if we have any horses ship out west of the Mississippi for that race.
Well, the problem you have there is that they don't want to have to face Bob Baffert's horses, and he's going to have two or three probably in the race, including the favorites. So it's going to be hard to beat all of them, which means it's going to be hard to get the 100 points. It's probably going to be hard to get 50 points for running second in that race. And do you want to ship all the way across the country? Yes, you'll be facing most likely a shorter field in that race than you would if you were running in the wood or the bluegrass or things like that. But, you know, you're shipping all the way across the country for less chance at winning.
Yeah, but you don't have to face Nisos. I mean, that's one thing. I mean, definitely Imagination. It will be the favorite and a tough horse. But we'll see about Maimon stretching out to a mile and an eighth and his other horses.
Who's the one who won the Sunland Derby that came out of the Low Sal race?
Southland. Southland's in there.
Is it Strange Love or Southland?
Or you might be right. Stronghold.
Stronghold. Stronghold. We're all wrong.
Yeah, Stronghold. But you've got the maiden as well, McVeigh. And Sheriffs has already said, hey, you know, he runs well in the Derby and gets the points. We'll go to Churchill Downs as a maiden. because he's run third in the Lewis and the San Felipe, so he's already built up some points.
Yeah, it's an intriguing next few weeks on the Derby Trail. I'm really excited about watching these three big Derby preps this weekend. The Florida Derby, I really want to see if Fierceness bounces back. The Arkansas Derby is just a fantastic race with three heavyweights in Muth, Timberlake, and Mystic Dan. And the UAE Derby, going to need a first or second place finish out of Forever Young to get him to the Kentucky Derby. So a lot going on this Saturday around the world as far as three-year-olds go. That wraps up tonight's BristNet.com call-in show. Our thanks to all the callers and listeners. Thanks to our producer, Lee Delapina, my co-host, James Scully. I'm Bobby Newman. Have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you tomorrow here on HRRN.